Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 10. The Bible says, "According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. And know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." As we look at this morning, and we see as Paul's writing to the Corinthians, and he's talking about being that steward that God would have us to be, that being that individual, praise God, that would love God supremely because He first loved us. He said, "According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder I had laid a foundation, another buildeth their own. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon." Amen. I want to preach a question with you this morning. As we come together, I want to ask you this morning, have you been saved? Have you been born again, praise God, through the precious blood, Lord? Have you accepted the sacrifice that Christ made for you? Amen. Just raise your hand and say, "I've been saved. I've been born again." The Bible said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Praise God. Ain't that a blessing? But I want to preach a question to you this morning on this thought. What are you going to do now? Amen. You've been saved, praise God. What are you going to do now? God's given us a new day. He started off a brand new year. And I just want to ask us to ask ourselves now, what are we going to do now? Amen. What are we going to do with what God's given us, praise God, the blessing He's bestowed upon us when He saved us by His marvelous grace? He took us from somewhere, put us somewhere to take us to somewhere else, praise God, for His glory. Amen. He chose me and you, praise God, as somebody, praise God, that He had put us in a place, praise God, where He could take us and use us, guide us, lead us and direct us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And we just have to decide today, this very new year, amen, forget about all those things that's behind us. Amen. Forget about all the things that's behind. Did you hear me? Forget about, put all those things behind us. And he said, because God, I told him in Sunday, because God has given us the present. Amen. I thank God for a present, but the only way you get a present, praise God, is if you take it. And we can take the present that we have right now and begin to do that that's pleasing to God so that we can have a future. Amen. I thank God for the present, don't you? Amen. I thank God for the opportunity that we have right now in the day. We're a blessed people. But what we do, what we take, and what we do with what we have right now, the present that God's given us, praise God, it'll determine our destiny. It'll determine how we finish this walk called Christianity. Amen. I want to finish well. Amen. And I believe you do too. I don't think there's a person under the sound of my voice, praise God, that said, "Well, you know, I don't care if I really finish well or not." I think everybody likes to win. I think everybody likes to finish well. I believe everybody likes to come out on top. And praise God, I want to say, praise God, we can, praise the Lord, when we trust in the Lord. Amen. He breaks that possible. Amen. He said there's a foundation that we build upon. So how we finish, what we gonna do with what we know, what we have, praise God, in our salvation, is what is the foundation that we're building on. And he said there's only one foundation. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. If it wasn't for that, we might have to try, Brother Victor might have to try to build a lid over here and might have to run over and try to build a little bit over here. But I praise the Lord this morning, Brother Bud, that we got one foundation and we can take all that we get, praise God, to the glory of God, and build on that foundation. Amen. I'm glad God took my feet out of the miry clay, that old worldly stuff that was sucking me down. that was sucking the energy out of me, sucking the life out of me. Pray God put me on that solid foundation. And that foundation is none other than Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. Praise God, cause the blood He shed for me on Calvary. Amen. He took me out of that place, put me in a new place, preparing me for the future. A future place. He said He's going to prepare me a place. Amen. And He's going to prepare that place for all who's prepared for the place. Glory be God, just in a little while, there's going to be a shout and a trump. He's going to come, He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. And glory be to God, we're going to lose gravitation and we're going out of here. Amen. Brother John, we're going to leave all these old faulty bodies behind us, praise God, never have to endure them no more, to get that one like unto the Lord, praise God, and we'll shout His praises throughout eternity. Amen. That's the promise we have. That's the hope that we have to give out. Amen. That hope, that's faith with expectation. I'm expecting bigger and better things for 2017. Amen. Amen. Hey, you know what my granny used to all tell me? He said, you get what you hope for. It's what you have faith in, what you recognize. Amen. I'm recognizing a great and a mighty God, one who's able to do all things. Praise God. But He said if we begin to build that foundation that's laid out for us on Jesus Christ our Lord, praise God, we'll be on a solid foundation. Amen. He said we got a good building place, a good starting place. Hey God, for a place for God's people to get started. Amen. I want to say, young, praise God, if we ever going to get started, it's time to get started. Amen. It's time to go yonder for the Lord. And we can do it, praise God, when every individual comes alongside and says, you know what? I've decided what I'm going to do now. A lot of times we sit back and we wait. But what are we waiting on? Amen. Today is a day of salvation, praise God. Lord, just go out and proclaim the gospel. You a preacher, people don't want to hear it, that's all right, just sell it anyway. Amen. There's some that's looking for a little ray of hope, a little sunshine in the darkness, praise God. And we can be that light. Amen. We can point them to that foundation. Amen. Something we can give them something to build upon. Because Paul says here that there's a man that can build on a foundation. But he said those foundations, that's wood, hay, and stubble, he said they're not very secure. He said, they don't work. You say, I can sum them up. The wood, the hay, and the stubble, you can sum them up in five words. Dead works in the flesh. Amen? That's what they are. Dead works in the flesh. That's wood, hay, and stubble. And God says, all the dead works, praise God, He said, they'll be burnt up. They won't amount to nothing. Everything that we do in the flesh. You say, what do we do in the flesh? Those things that we don't do for God's glory. I told the young people downstairs, praise God, everything we do, praise God, every action, every reaction, every thought, praise God, we ought to be meditating on it for the glory of God. Seeking His will and His way, amen, that He might get all the glory. Amen. So that He can be proud of us. Amen. And He'll help us to do that if we'll let Him. Praise the Lord. But He said all those other things, praise God, they're just dead works. The wood, the hay, the stuff, just all dead works. You remember Lot? You remember Lot? Peter was talking about Lot. And he said, poor old Lot, he vexed his righteous soul. Amen. See, he was a righteous man, but his works was rotten. Amen. Look what he says in 2 Peter. Let me just read that to you. 2 Peter chapter 2, in verse 6. He said, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. In other words, he said there's no life outside of God. And there's no life outside of godliness. It's just an existence for a little while. And then it enters into eternal damnation. He said, and delivered just Lot. In other words, he'd been justified. He'd been saved. He believed in God. But he said he was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful, wicked, no account deeds. Amen. So what we're going to do for the Lord depends on where we spend eternity, praise God. And it's not the dead works that matter, praise God. That's those works that's eternal, praise God, that's laid up in heaven. Amen. Those works of eternal life, that eternal life in heaven, praise God, that we have. But he said what he worked for, praise God, the works he done in the flesh, those dead works that we do, there's no rewards. In other words, they said that Lot went into glory, praise God, without anything. He said, sometimes you go in as so as by fire that I read in your hearing. Amen. That saved man gets in because he accepted Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, but he never done nothing worthy of a reward. Praise God. After what Jesus done for me on the cross of Calvary, that blood he shed, praise God, I want to do all I can for him. Amen. He's my Lord, my Savior, the love of my life, praise God. He helps me to love, praise God. He helps me to love my wife and to love my family and to love my church. Amen. Praise God. So I want to be found worthy, praise God, of a reward when I get to heaven. Amen. Praise God. Verse 15 says, if a man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. There's a lot of folks that's just going to get in by the skin of their teeth. They get born again. Praise God. I won't say there's something past being just born again. I'm just saying there's something about past just knowing Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. Amen. It's getting in there and loving Him, praise God, and spreading the gospel because He wants the kingdom. He wants His house to be full. Amen. He said we ought to go out the hedges and the highways, praise God, and compel them to come in that His house might be full. We ought to be compellers. Amen. You know what that word means? It means whatever it takes. Amen. Whatever it takes to get them in, praise God. Maybe a little sacrifice, maybe a little fasting, maybe a little more prayer, maybe a little more love, maybe a little more compassion, praise God. Amen. Because old sinners are dying, dripping out, dropping off into hell every day. But what are we going to do now? What are we going to do to prevent that? What are we going to do in this new... But this is the first day of 2017. Wouldn't it be a good day just to make a new start for Jesus? Amen. Just say, Lord Jesus, help me to be all I can for this year. Today may be the day. Tomorrow may be tomorrow. This may be the week. This may be the month. This may be the year, praise God, when Jesus comes back. I told the Sunday school class, Israel become a nation in 1947. And they said, then Jesus told the Jew, he's talking to the Jew, he said, this generation shall not pass away until the Son of Man cometh. Say, preacher, you predicting when Jesus comes? I'm just telling you, praise God, 2017, 70 years. Amen. This could be the year. Amen. This could be the day when Jesus steps out of glory, praise God, and says, come up hither, praise Lord, trumpet a shout, and we go out of here. But if we ain't careful, there's going to be a whole lot of folks that's left behind. So I ask the question, what are we going to do with today? What are we going to do right now? Amen. We need to make a determination in our life, praise God, that we don't want to be wood, hay, and stubble. We don't want to just do a whole bunch of dead works. But we want to be Spirit-filled people, praise God, doing that to bring glory to God. That's all that matters, what we do to glorify His name. Amen. That's what will be a held in glory. Amen. That's what will be guarded by God Himself. Those treasures we lay up in heaven. Amen. Because one day, a little while, it's not only dead work, but praise God, there's going to be a judgment one day. The Bible said there's going to be a judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to stand before the Lord. Amen? And we're going to give an account for all that we did after we were saved. I believe just about everybody in the house raised their hand that they were saved. You know, one day we're going to have to stand and give account of that. We need to think, we need to address ourselves and what, say, what am I going to do now to make it better when I stand accountable and stand in front of the Lord? Amen. Lord, boy, we ought to be on our face and say, oh God, help me to stand, when I stand accountable to you, praise God, I stand in good standings. Amen. In Romans chapter 14, Romans chapter 14 and verse 7, the Bible says this. He says, for none of us liveth to himself and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. Now watch this. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Amen. Romans chapter 14, verse 7. So if he said, if no matter how we live, where we live, how we live, or how we die, praise God, he said, we're still belong to God. Amen. He goes on in verse 8, it says, verse 9 says, for to this end, God, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Amen. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of somebody else. No, he said everybody will give an account of himself to God. Can you imagine standing for Lord Jesus Christ, the judgment seat of Christ, those that saved? Now, it's not you're not being judged on your salvation. It's judged on what you did after you were saved. Amen? And you give an account. He said, and the Lord looked at you and said, what did you do for me after you were saved? Amen? Wouldn't it be terrible to just stand out with their head bowed and say, Lord, I didn't do nothing for you. Never put out, never give any diligence to serving you. Lord, it was all about me. Lord, help us. Amen. But we don't have to do that, praise God, because we can be accountable to ourselves. Praise the Lord. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. He says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Amen. Whether it be good or bad. So we're going to have to stand and give an account for everything we do after we've saved. Now think about that. So you've been saved, and most everybody in here raised their hand if they'd been saved. Amen. So what have we done for Jesus since we made that confession of faith, when we asked the Lord to save us and come into our heart? Because one day we're going to have to stand before Lord Jesus Christ and give an account. Amen. Let me just say this. The work that we do, what we do, praise God, it's not about the quantity. Not about how much we do. But it's about the quality of the work that we do. Amen? It's not about how much stuff we do, where we run around, what we do, what we say, how we get done. But praise God, it's about the quality of the work that we do. The quality of what we do for God to bring glory to His name. Not the quantity. I think a lot of times we try to run around, we try to do as much as we can, and we just kind of got a shambled up mess. But praise God, when we begin to try to get the quality of our worship, the quality of our service, praise God, up to a different platform, a different spectrum, it makes a difference. Praise God. You say, well, how do you get your quality up? See, what we need, and what we need as Christians, brother, is a little quality control. Amen. We got to have a quality control in our life. You say, well, how do you get quality control? Well, in this new year, I'll tell you how you do it. Look at Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. The Bible says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward His name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Now this is our quality control. It's not about how much we do, it's about how we do it. He said, God doesn't forget the works of, God is not unrighteous to forget your work. Because He said it's a labor of love. Amen? Our quality of our work is what we do, praise God, with the love of God in our heart. We do it because we love God and because we know that God loves us. Amen? If we're going to minister, praise God, we got to get this down. If we get this down and praise God, to realize, praise God, it's not about the quantity of what we do, but the quality. That we do it in the right attitude. We do it in the right spirit, praise God, that it brings glory to God. Amen? That's what makes a difference. Praise God. They said that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Amen. He said they was ministering to the people of God. You know what? We ought to be ministering to each other. We ought to be helping each other, encouraging each other, lifting up each other. Praise God. It starts at the house of God. It starts with the people of God, ministering to each other, helping each other, encouraging each other. Praise the Lord. It makes all the difference. That gives us a quality of the work, praise God. Amen. Because we see with this wood, hay, and stubble, it's just that you can do a whole lot of quality, a quantity of stuff. But if you do it in the right attitude, it's just that wood, hay, and stubble just burn up. It's just dead works. Amen. But when you do it for the glory of God because you love the Lord and you love people, you love your family, you love your brothers, you love your sister, amen, you love your neighbors, praise God. Then the quality of the work goes up. Amen. Then we get to doing the works, praise God, that brings glory to His name. Amen. That's when we begin to get these, a foundation of gold and silver and precious stones. See, there's some significance into these that we miss a whole lot of the times. Amen. Because if we build upon these foundations of gold, now it goes to representation of a proper worship of God. Amen. That's why we see God and we see the things that was in the tabernacle, praise God. They were overlaid. They was coated with gold. Amen. It tells us that in Exodus 36, 34. Praise God. The articles of the tabernacle were covered with gold. Amen. And if we're going to ever, praise God, be able to achieve anything for God, if we're going to worship, praise God, we're going to have to worship Him in spirit and truth. Amen. The Spirit of God comes upon us and He helps us, pray when we're seeking the will of God and the rightness of God. Righteousness, praise God. That's what's right in the eyes of God. Amen. I keep drilling that. One day we'll get a hold of that. Amen. It's not what we think's right. Our opinion don't matter. But it's what God says that matters. And we can take that, praise God, and you can take that to the bank. That's you might say, as good as gold. Amen. You can take it and use it. It'll sustain. It'll keep you, praise God. It's there for the long haul, amen. We can take it in the present, and it'll help us in the future. And we can worship God like He deserves to be worshiped. Amen. We need the proper worship of God, the lifting His name, praising Him, praise God, for all that does, not taking Him for granted at all. Amen. But lifted Him up all the days of our life, giving Him praise and honor and glory that we're able to get up, praise God, and point our toes out instead of up. Amen. We take everything for granted. But praise God, when we begin to worship God, that quality of worship that we have, praise God, we take those treasures and we begin to build them up in heavenly places. Amen. A place that's above where we were before. Amen. Look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Let me just show you that. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. He says, lay not up for yourself treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. But watch this. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Amen? So he says, don't lay up treasures here on earth. Don't try to, because that's just wood, hay, and stubble. Amen. We can seek to have everything around us. But he said, that won't amount to, I've told you many times, I've never seen a U-Haul truck following a hearse. And if they do, they just follow them down there to that hole, and that's as far as they can go. But praise God, those treasures that we lay up in heaven for the glory of God, those are enduring. The Bible tells, Peter says, those things are kept by God. And in other words, that means they're guarded, praise the Lord. Amen. So when we have a proper worship, praise God, that's that gold that God bestows upon us, glory be to God, for His glory. Amen. That's when we begin to be in treasures in heaven. Those enduring treasures where moth and rust don't corrupt. They can't do nothing to them when they're laid up in heaven. Amen. So that gold speaks of a proper worship. Silver speaks of that redemption, praise God, that was paid on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Redemption speaks of that trespass offering that was made by God, by the God of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ. That silver, praise God, of redemption, amen. Praise the Lord. That he talks about over there. He talks about that over in Leviticus chapter 5. Leviticus chapter 5 and verse 14, he said, if the soul commit a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flocks, with thy estimation by shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. And he shall make amends for the harm that he hath done in the holy thing, and shall add the fifth part thereto, and give it unto the priest, and the priest shall make an atonement for him, for the ram and for the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. And if the soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he wist it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity. But praise God, he said, because of the atonement, because of that silver that was given, praise God, the redemption has been paid. I want to say the redemption has been paid for an old sinner on the cross of Calvary. Amen. That silver represents the redemption, praise God. And that silver is laid up in heaven. Amen. It's laid up in heaven as soul winners, praise God. Amen. Soul winners. It's going out there and it's winning souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, in His bidding. And we're laying up that soul win, that witness, praise God, is laying up those treasures in heaven. Amen. We have a proper worship. We get filled to overflowing, praise God. And then we have a proper service. We realize the redemption, the price is paid on the cross of Calvary. Amen. God gives us to go yonder for His glory. And we get to Cain Heppens, praise God, and we just serve Him and we love Him and we worship Him because He's God. Praise the Lord. It makes all the difference in the world. Praise God. It's that foundation that's laid, that gold, that silver. But then there's the precious stones. Those precious stones that's laid out. Who's that? That's the people. Amen. Those precious stones are the people. He tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. He says this. He said, to whom cometh as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. She said, wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, because of being disobedient unto whereunto also they were appointed. But he says, praise God, those that accept Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he said, those people are become a lively stone. He said, they become a precious stone. Amen. I don't know about you. I like being a precious stone. I like being something that's precious in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said we're saved. God saves us to become jewels for Christ. Amen. So when we go in the highway head and we compel him to come in, when I ask, what are we going to do now, praise God, he said, go out and compel people to come in. Amen. Because they become jewels in the crown. Paul says in there, he says, they become a crown of rejoicing. Amen. You say, what's that, preacher? He said, when folks are born again, when they get saved. In First Thessalonians verse chapter 2 and verse 19, he said, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? For ye are our glory and joy. Amen. He said, listen, said, what are you? What are you going to do now? Praise God. He said, I'm going to go out in the highways and the hedges and I'm going to get some jewels in my crown. Amen. Praise God. Hey, boy, when we begin to think about that, praise God, when we go out and we begin to tell old sinners about the Lord Jesus Christ, the saving grace of a marvelous God of glory, and they begin to be born again, birth the family of God. He said, you're getting jewels in your crown. Amen. Think about that. When we get those jewels in our crown, we're not just giving Him no empty crown. Praise God, when we cast it before the feet of our Savior because He done so much of us, praise God, we're handing Him the lives of all those that we've won for Christ. Amen. Can you just imagine? I want to ask, well, praise God, look at your crown. What does it look like? How's it decorated? But praise God, when we realize that those souls that saved, those souls that we witnessed to, have become children of God, amen, they become jewels in a crown. Amen. Paul said, it's a crown of rejoicing. Praise God. He said, I've got something to rejoice in. So I've seen folks birthed into the family of God. He said, you must be born again. Amen. We're born by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Praise the Lord. So he's telling us here, he's asked this question, and I'm asking you a question this morning. What are you going to do now? We've come this far. Praise God. The Lord's brought us this far. But praise God, it's time to decide on whose temple we are. Amen. Paul said, we are the temple of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. But he said, but now you are the temple of God. And that's the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. So what are we going to do with that God's give us? Amen. This is a brand new year. This is a brand new day. And we have to decide, what are we going to do now? It's the ball's in your court. Whatever you decide to do for Jesus now is up to you. I'll tell you what you can do with His help. You can bring glory and honor to His blessed name every day of your life. When you get up with an attitude of gratitude, praise God, and you begin to praise Him and to worship Him. See, He said, we realize we can lay up those treasures in heaven, that gold and silver and precious stones. Praise God. Hey, listen, the gold and the silver at worship, praise God, that redemption that He given and those precious souls that need to be saved. And I want to say this morning, listen, every one of us here have souls that need to be saved. Every one of us here knows somebody that needs the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, I know people that just so wicked and vile, praise God. That's because they need the Lord. Amen. They're wicked and vile because they don't know Jesus. Amen. You say, well, preacher, they claim to be saved. Well, if you check out their fruit's rotten. Amen. We're supposed to be fruit inspectors. You say, well, what do, preacher? We decide now what we're going to do. We decide now what we're going to be. And we become that vessel, praise God, that God can use. We worship Him, praise God, that we can lay up crowns. We're redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We realize that. We lay up crowns. Praise God, we witness to souls that they're saved. We lay up crowns, jewels in our crown. Praise God. Paul said, this thing's serious. Amen. But he said, because the Lord Jesus is the foundation, he said, we have something to build upon today. He said, it's just not dead works. But praise God, he said, it's a living way. Amen. He said, it's lively stones, living stones, praise God, that's brought up. But what we have to do is realize what we're going to do today. I believe just almost everybody in the church raised their hand that they've been saved. Amen. So what I ask you today is, what are you going to do now that you're saved? This is a brand new year, a brand new day. We have an opportunity to make a brand new start. And we can come and ask the Lord to help us to do that and be that He'd have us to be for His glory. You raised your hand. You said you were saved. Amen. But don't you want to go to heaven with something to give back to Jesus? Don't you want to lay up those treasures and have that gold and silver and precious stones? Amen. If you're saved today, you can. You can begin to do those good works. Amen. As a child of the King. Amen. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do now? Is what I'd ask you. What Jesus asked you is, okay, you've been saved, you've been birthed, what are you going to do now? This is a new year, a new opportunity. So what are you going to do now? If you're here this morning, listen, if you're here this morning, you're lost, you couldn't raise your hand and know that you know for certain that you've been saved, let me ask you a question. What are you going to do now? What are you going to, wouldn't it be nice to start the new year as somebody that loves the Lord? Somebody that's ready to go out of here if Jesus comes. He's coming. He's promised us He was coming. We know that He's coming. We just don't know when. But we need to be ready. You need to be ready. What are you going to do today? What are you going to do in this brand new day of a brand new year? Wouldn't it be nice just come and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me an old sinner. Save me. Come into my heart. Lord, I want You to be the Lord of my life. Well, what a treasure, what a present that would be. See, we have the present right now. What we do with it is up to us. Amen. You had those Christmas presents. You didn't think a second before you dove into those. But I want to say we've got a greater present than that this morning in Christ Jesus our Savior. And boy, we ought to just dive into Him, praise God, and pull Him unto us and love Him and praise God with all of our hearts. Because He is God. But what are we going to do now? We've made a start. Maybe you've made New Year's resolutions that you're going to do this, you're going to do that. But I want to say we can't do nothing without the Lord. Amen. We need to come today and say, Lord, help me with what I need to do right now. You know what you need to do. You know what you need to do. God done convicted your heart. God done showed you what you need to do. Praise God. All we got to do is come ask Him for His help. All we got to do is come. And then we begin to lay up those treasures, gold, silver, precious stones. Because that wood, hay, and stubble, it's for naught. It'll all be burnt up and we'll stand before Him without anything. But praise God, we have an opportunity today to start laying up treasures in heaven.